And now a story that has scandalized India. A free school lunch program for poor children may have resulted in the deaths of more than 20 young students, were contaminated ingredients dumped on poor kids with fatal results.
The cook said to me when she was cooking, she pointed out that the oil looked discolored and dodgy. She drew it to the attention of the teacher, who said the oil was homemade and safe to use.
It's the education minister in the state of Bihar, India, where this tragedy took place. Today, thousands of students are reportedly refusing to touch any of the free meals offered out of understandable fear. But the possibility of deliberate contamination, or at least reckless disregard of the safety of children, is also being reported as well. Joining us now is Shobha Narayan, a freelance journalist based in India. Shobha, welcome.
Thank you.
So what is the nature of the contamination and how did these children die?
As you just said, John, what is being investigated is whether the principal of the school, who is absconding, had some part to play in this tragedy. A very strange remark was made by the principal secretary of Bihar in a press conference. He said it was a case of poisoning of food and not food poisoning. So after making this remark, he also said that the results of the forensic tests that were being conducted is pending. So as you just said, whether it's reckless disregard or whether it was, God forbid, on purpose, is still being investigated.
And the idea of just simple sanitary conditions, that's completely ruled out. And suddenly this is a big scandal about all sorts of programs that are targeted for the poor.
Correct. I want to emphasize, though, that the midday meal scheme is one of the more successful schemes of India. It was institutionalized in 1981 in my home state of Tamil Nadu when I was growing up there and has since kind of swept across the nation. So in India, while everyone condemns what has happened in Bihar, there's also sort of a pullback saying, hey, this was a tragedy and things need to be done to improve, but let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. This is a good scheme. It brings children to school on a regular basis. So, yes, we must look into how to make it better. But no, let's not just say abandon the scheme altogether.
Well, and the program itself is an inducement for kids to come to school. So any fear of that food would also have an effect on enrollment at school, I would think, which is really part of the scandal here. How much access do people have to the supply chain of the preparation of these foods? How much standardization of these meals can there be and is there traditionally?
I think going forward there will be, but currently as it stands, schools in rural India, as perhaps with schools everywhere, are totally stretched and there is little or no supervision. My understanding is that sacks of rice and sacks of grains are delivered at the home of the principal of that school, and apparently bottles of insecticide were found in the same kitchen adjoining the food, and I don't know if it just got mixed up by accident or whether there was some more sinister motive. But the sad thing is the lady who cooks the meal, two of her children are dead. So it's very nebulous what has happened, whether the principal, Meena Kumari is her name, and she is absconding, and whether it was just a larger political play or is it just her or is it negligence? Until motive is established, I think it's very hard to say.
And it doesn't alter the tragedy at all, but it is fairly clear that this contamination is confined to this one location.
Correct. But now I think what this tragedy has done is throw light to how lax the supervision is for schools, midday meal schemes all over India. In general, what ends up happening, I think, in Bihar and other places is that the ingredients are kept in a shed and sort of ad hoc cooked in the school itself, and there's no testing. I mean, this is not rocket science. It should be easy to do.
Speaking to us from Bangalore, India, Shobha Narayan is a freelance journalist based in India on the tragic deaths of more than 20 young students who apparently succumbed to the effects of contaminated food in a free school lunch program. Shobha, thanks so much.
Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.